day ago, I was trying to chant here, and all of a sudden I saw a movie in my mind, and then a person, this was about one particular person who had a particular experience in his life, and he must have been at the back of the room. He saw me. It was a Mataji, and she came to me wanting to speak to me. And all of a sudden, the atmosphere and the life of this person came into my open consciousness, which was open like a bowl to receive divine grace. And this other person's life fell into the bowl of my consciousness. And I saw saw a little bit of her life. And only then, later, I saw her. We cannot underestimate the influence which association has on us. In an association, people bring their stories with them. And sometimes we hear, we almost download their stories when we are in close association. So that is a distraction. Therefore, I think we can be very happy here to find an association which is really fixed on japa. That's what everyone tries to do. They work as hard as they can, and I really must tell you, you're working very good. I was not so convinced when I saw you arriving that you were ready to enter into this, and it's difficult. It's such warm weather, and we really have to make a decision that, oh no, this is japa retreat. I'm going to be with this. So, in this world of distraction, which comes from in and from outside, it's very important to know how we can focus and fix ourselves. In what mood should we chant? Can any one of you give me their experience on how they can focus and fix themselves? Please raise your hand and share with the group. What helps you to focus and fix in this atmosphere of distraction? Yes. Oh yeah, you have a picture in a bag, apparently some Mataji bag maybe, which your japa bead bag. Acha. And then you just take it out. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for sharing this. And when your mind goes wild, you just take it out and look on it, and you remember, I should remember Krishna. Does it work? Yes, good. Mm-hmm. What other techniques, not techniques, what other things you can share? Sundarananda, what do you do? That holy name is really a matchless gift. Yeah, when I look on my life and I think, what would it be like without the devotees and the Krishna consciousness, then I'm reminded that the holy name is a matchless gift. By the way, this is also stated in Bhagavatam. There we find a chanter who used to be a sinful robber, really, Ajamil. And on his deathbed, he sees the messengers of death coming to snatch his soul out of the body. And somehow he calls out in fear the name of his youngest son, Narayan. Wonderful. And then the Vishnu Dutas, the servants of Narayan, are sent by the Lord to save him, because at the same moment as he dies, I think I told you, these Yamadutas are just yerking, cranking his soul out of his body, like a dentist who takes a foul tooth away. So then Vishnu Dutas come and stop the messengers of death and give him a second chance where he can practice Krishna consciousness. And while he does this, he always remembers what he was before, how he would, you know, engage in sinful activities. And that was a motivation for him to now use his second chance and just be there with the practice. Mm-hmm. So, yes, anyone else? Philip. Mm-hmm. Yes. So it's similar. You invoke the feeling of gratitude in your heart that now is an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Madhupati. Madhupati has the service of a full-time book distributor, and he says, for me it's very important to first experience the holy name before I can give it to others in the form of this literature. Mm-hmm. Amarananda.
When I chant it with the feeling of expectation to receive some miracles, then it's really alerted me that
yes. Yes, a miracle man. Expect almost like a miracle that it is possible to happen when you focus, and then you focus. Mm-hmm. Manditangi. That's a high meditation technique. I also always do it. Manditangi walks in her mind through the holy dham, which she visited previously, and then invoke the feelings which she felt in the holy dham. Prabhupada always did this also. He stayed in Vrindavan even when he was in America. He stayed in his mind there, because that's a conducive atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Others, what do others do? Amrita Keli, to focus your mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those are very motivating. I also personally do this. Amrita Keli says, I remember this story, like we invite the holy name to come, and then when we are inattentive, we are not there. This is really impossible, because it's almost like inviting a guest and just sleeping when he comes, not caring for him and attending to his needs. So you think like this, and it brings you there. Yes. Govindanandan. Mm-hmm. Rupa Goswami, everyone. Yes. So I feel helpless. I remember I can feel helpless or when I don't chant properly, and then I asked for help by praying to the great personalities. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. I saw Rajashri.
I used to chant now it is like always whenever I chant anything, I remember those verses.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, I remember fifth, first and second verse.
Thank you, Rajashree. Rajashree has chanted regularly the Shikshastakam verses, and now she remembers them, especially the fifth verse where Lord Chaitanya prays to Lord Chaitanya to Krishna to lift him up from the ocean of trouble, and the second verse where the potency of the holy name is described. First also. Thank you, Rajashree. Hare Krishna. I saw Saranandi raising her hand. And
chanting in the prayer for the mood like this, the meaning of Samantha, please attract my mind and please help me to get out.
Oh, yes. I chant in a prayerful mood and meditate on the meaning of the mantra. We will learn this, to meditate on the meaning of the mantra in the afternoon session. Now, I guess we can, there are still many other devotees who want to share, but I request you to share these things maybe when you are with the other in the free time. We will move on because we want to cover some ground. What struck my mind really is that all of you who responded did not talk of a technique. They said what helps them to fix is coming into a certain mood. And in fact, the scriptures, they do talk a little about technique, to just align ourselves, but the main emphasis is always on developing a mood. And there is a text which was for a long time forgotten. It's the Sanat Kumar Sanghita, where the ideal mood while chanting is described. Would you like to hear this mood? Now, the sun, just to give you a little insight into the scripture, the Sanat Kumar has very confidential instructions about the sadhana or the spiritual practice of Vaishnavas. And it is spoken by Lord Sadashiva, that's the original Shiva, who is known as the greatest devotee of Lord Krishna, to another great devotee, that is Narad Muni. Narada Muni is usually traveling throughout the universe and preaches to souls who are already quite far in their evolution and brings them further, like Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad, and so on. But he also sometimes goes to very lowly people, and he just is the preacher. But his preaching field is not a country. His preaching field is our universe. So sometimes he himself has questions which he wants to be answered by great souls. So on one of these occasions where he is full of questions, he goes to Vrindavan, to the bank of the river Jamuna, and he sees there Lord Shiva in deep meditation. And he asks him a couple of questions, and one is, how should one be on a high level in Krishna consciousness? Would you like to know Sadashiva's answer? Good. O Brahmana, you should always serve the Lord and his devotees. And until the moment of your death, you should follow the example of the Chataki bird. The Chataki bird is a very interesting bird. I have spoken about him in several of my lectures, and some of you might know him already, but I will for those who don't know what the Chataki bird does, give you a little spiritual zoology here. The Chataki bird is a bird who is only interested to drink his water from the blue-colored cloud, that is a rain cloud. What is Krishna's complexion? Like that. Mega Shyam. Nicht? The Shyam means, mega means cloud, not mega, this is a mega pizza, but mega Shyam. It means the cloud-like, the blackish cloud like Krishna. So, it's an analogy, as you can see. This bird rejects all the water which comes from the earth. It means, in other words, he doesn't want material sense gratification. He prefers to rather die than live a material life and drink the water from the earth water. Therefore, he waits, and when the Krishna blue cloud comes, he flies towards it and screams, Jaldi! Jaldi! Jaldi means give me water. So Shiva uses him as an example which the devotee should follow. Here is what he says. Rejecting lakes, rivers, oceans, and any other source of water, the Chataki bird will drink only water falling from a cloud. It will die of thirst before accepting any other water. In the same way, the devotee should renounce material goals and should think, Shri Shri Radha Krishna are the only goal of my life. Shri Shri Radha Krishna are the only goal of my life. And then, now if you have Radha and Krishna as your goal, you must do two things. This is what Sarashiva now will say. You should accept what is favorable for the Lord, His devotee, and your spiritual master. Ask yourself, Ivane, what can I do for the pleasure of the Lord, His devotees, and the spiritual master? And then, on the other hand, you must learn to reject what is unfavorable for their service. This is how you can slowly mold your life. Do you know the word mold? Mold is like clay. You take it and you mold it in such a way, for instance, that a little clay tiger is produced. So you can mold also your life by two movements. Learn to accept what is favorable for the Lord, His devotees, and your spiritual master service, huh? And then learn to reject what is not favorable. So, in this mood, you should think Radha Krishna will protect anyone who surrenders to them. And you should actually think every day, Shri Shri Radha Krishna will protect me. Shri Shri Radha Krishna will protect me. Once again, Shri Shri Radha Krishna will protect me. It's good to say these things, my dear devotees, because it will send some signal into your consciousness, some stamp, if you do that. So don't worry so much. No, they protect you. So once you have prepared your consciousness by understanding you want to really live a transcendental life, and you have thought about your goal in life, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, my only goal, you should surrender to them by just accepting what is favorable to them, for them, and what is and reject what is unfavorable. And while doing this, you should think, I don't need to worry. Radha and Krishna will protect me. I can surrender. I can give some things up because they are there for me. And this is how you go in your meditation. And then you should enter the prayer.
Saṃsāra sagara nāto putra mitra griha kulāt kaptāro me yuvameva prapana bhaya banjano.
That's how you should pray. O Shishi Radha Krishna, please save me from the ocean of birth and death. Please free me from the troubles born from material relationships. And please break into pieces the fears of your surrendered devotee. O Shishi Radha Krishna, today I place at your feet myself and everything I possess, either in this life or in the next. I am the home of all offenses. I have given up all my spiritual duties. I have no real shelter. O Shishi Radha Krishna. O my lords, please become my shelter. O Master of Radha, I am yours. Who's the Master of Radha? Krishna, yes. O beloved of Lord Krishna, Srimati Radha Rani, I am yours. I offer to you my thoughts, my words, and my deeds. You are the goal of my life. O Shishi Radha Krishna, you are like two great oceans of mercy. Please be merciful to me. I take shelter of you. I surrender to you. Please engage me as sinner and an offender in your service. So this prayer talks about becoming liberated from material relationships. It talks about surrender that one places. Now where I'm free, I'm placing myself at your disposal together with what is mine. Then we cry out for Radha and Krishna. I'm really without shelter because I'm so unqualified. And then it's full surrender. Thoughts, words and deeds I give to you. And then please be merciful to me. So anyone who prays this prayer, says Lord Shiva, will be uplifted very quickly into the direct service of Radha and Krishna. O best of sages, One who desires to quickly attain the direct service of the divine couple should daily recite these five verses. I believe, Sridhar, this is the prayer for you. If you pray this daily, you will surely be liberated and get the divine service. Yes? Where can we find the prayers? Very good question. These prayers can be, well, we have published them in the Gayatri book, but I would suggest that we can make an email list, and then we can request Banu Nandini to send these prayers. Banu Nandini, these prayers, you can get them from Nityananda Kari. And yes, and those who can't wait, I mean, I have them here. we could. Do we have a photocopy machine here, Nora? We can print. Oh yeah. Who could take care of this? Yeah. Oh, you have it on the wonderful. So maybe then you should all go, I mean, we should go to Gaurahari and he can print. Then we have it. What you have, you have. My dear devotees, if you want to open your hearts, you should do that with prayer. We will very soon open our hearts with a very far out exercise, a meditation, where we will try to meet Krishna or our picture of Krishna, our Krishna. See, the words of great acharyas carry in them a special potency to unlock the heart. The heart, the spiritual heart, is in a box at the moment, and the box has an iron lock. Who can imagine what locks our spiritual heart? Material attachments, false ego, yes. Our false identity is there like a heavy titan steel lock. Titan or whatever it's called. It's a special type of steel. How do we call this steel? Titan, yeah. It's a so. The words of the Acharya have somehow the potency, it's given by Lord Krishna in these words, to unlock these heavy locks. Therefore, it's very good for someone who wants to chant, to pray the prayers of the previous Acharyas. I especially recommend to you the Sharanagati prayer collection of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which was suggested by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Because you will get the mood of these acharyas if you associate with their mood. The mood of these acharyas are almost infectious. We always see this when how we get the mood from someone is when we, for instance, associate with the materialists, we feel unwell. Have you noticed this? It seems to go into your heart, the atmosphere. And when we meet with high class devotees, we feel nervous. We feel excited because we know we have to change and we don't want to change so quickly. But if we are opening our hearts to them, it's very, very fast. Now remember, I still have a god brother, but he has left his body. His name is His Holiness Gogovinda Maharaj, and he was saying that he had opened a crying school. He had opened a temple in Bhuvaneshwara, but he called it a crying school because what he wanted to teach in that temple was that devotees cry for Krishna. That was his idea. When you have an association with a devotee who just cries for Krishna, it goes in your heart. I will never ever be able to forget this one sadhu. I never found out what is his name, where does he live, and so on, near Gangotri. I had been on my walks through Gangotri. I left in Gomukh. No, what was it? Gangotri is the town, and I wanted to go to Gangotri. And all of a sudden, in the midst of the way, there were heavy storms. So I took shelter behind a rock and looked down the valley where the Ganga flew. And I looked into a forest of birch trees. Do you know what is birch? These are the black and white trees. Yeah. So I looked there, and there I saw a devotee sitting. He had beads in his hand. I believe he was a Ram Bhakta. And, I was behind the rock looking for 500 meters down the valley, and I saw in this valley how this devotee was sitting. Almost there was a little circle of sunshine around him, almost as if Krishna had thrown a spotlight on him. And as I looked, I could see very clearly this devotee. I couldn't hear him because the Ganga is so loud there, but I could see he was moving his beads, and his lips were moving, and he was crying. But nice tears, very, very nice tears. And I do remember when I looked at him, I felt also, wow, I should also chant now. Where's my bibek? Here. And then I chanted behind my rock. And I also felt some very good Krishna conscious emotion coming into my heart. So, when I came to Braj, I had somehow remembered that the association of devotees who pray with tears in their eyes is very good. So I went on the ship, and we went up the ship, and the devotees, the Mataji, sat on one side, and we went on another side. And then I first sat down, and there was a person, a long-haired hippie, who had gotten up, and I marked how he threw his cigarette into the ocean. And I thought, well, he's not very environmental conscious. I was thinking like this, and then I thought, no problem, and I sat down. And then his friend always looked to me and made remarks in Croatian, which I can't understand. I can only understand dobro došli and such good words, but not the heavy words. I have not learned the bad words. But there must be bad words in Croatian, isn't it? Many. Yes. So I could understand he spoke some bad words, and no problem, Hare Krishna. But then I felt, oh, this is materialistic atmosphere is here. Let me go somewhere else. So I went. And then I saw someone in the back who had this prayer beads in his hand and a Christian book, and I thought, he is the right association for me. And I went past him, And I sat down behind him, and on his T-shirt there was this Nasi Dragi Gospodin I Moj Bog, you know. There was this sentence, and I asked Ananda Gopal, what does this mean? And he translated it, and I said, exactly, he's the right association for me. So I sat down, and I noticed how the friends of this man were coming to him, but he was praying so strongly, they left him alone again. And he was, then sometimes he was crying and thinking, oh, I'm so sinful, Jesus, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. And you know, all this Christian thing. I thought, how good, this is exactly what I need. And then I chanted in he was more advanced, at least in the beginning, than me. And something came in my heart. And I felt, wow, now I really can chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Thank you, my Christian companion traveler, you know, and so on. It's mystical, Sridhar. What is in the heart of others will go into your heart. So the acharyas have Krishna in their heart, and if we associate with them, then Krishna will come in our heart. Philip, you are a little tired. Maybe not you, Philip, but this first Philip, the spectacle Philip. So I want to now go with you, and I want to play you a recording of Srila Prabhupada where he cries for Krishna. Is it all right? Are you ready? Because today I want to infect your hearts with some good Krishna conscious emotions. Should we do this?
Yes.
We should do this. Let me see, this lecture, which you will hear now, was spoken by Srila Prabhupada during a deity installation in Los Angeles. And Srila Prabhupada will speak about when you want to meet Krishna, you have to become very spiritual, because he says if you want to enter fire, you need to also become fire. And then he will talk about a little bit about deity worship, and then he will say something surprising. He will talk about the mood in which the deities should be worshipped. He will say, my dear Lord, I have given this thing for you. Please accept. You know, this is how, what we will hear a little bit. I hope Gaurahari finds it. Yes. So please start. Concentrate very much. Even if you don't understand such good English, no problem. Just feel Prabhupada's emotion. Yes? Language is not always important.
You cannot approach Brahma just without becoming fire.
Without becoming fire.
Without being purified, you cannot touch Radha Krishna. It is stated, without becoming Brahma, you cannot approach Brahma. Just like without becoming fire, you cannot approach fire. Because the inconsistency of temperature, it will burn. It's like, here is fire, and I'm feeling temperature. But the fire flames within the fire, they do not feel. Because the temperature is the same. Similarly, without becoming Brahma, without understanding oneself, realizing himself, nobody can. Krishna is the Param Brahma. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Purusham Shashvatam. Therefore, one has to keep himself very purified. Otherwise, you cannot touch Krishna. That is not possible. It is fire. So you have to become fire. And how to become fire? Fire, you are also fire. But now you are covered fire.
You are covered fire.
Covered by this material body. Therefore, you have to spiritualize this body by purificatory process. The same example, just like this iron rod. It is iron, but you put into the fire, it becomes warm, warmer, warmer, then red hot, and then it is fire. Similarly, by this process, chanting process, by regulative process, it is you are becoming warmer, 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 warmer. And when you fully become red hot warm, then your body is as good as Krishna's. So we have to keep ourselves always in the fire of Krishna consciousness. Then everything is all right. Otherwise, it will become dull and it will be simply idol worship. That is the difference between idol worship and deity worship. If there is no life, then it is idol worship, hedonism. And when there is life, feeling, where is Krishna? Here is Krishna. Oh, I have to serve Krishna. I have to dress him. I have to serve Radharani. She is here. Oh, I must do it very nicely. And as far as...
I just want to interrupt for a moment and give you a little summary where Prabhupada is. Because, but we will continue, right, Gaurahari? This usually means stop, this means go, in contemporary sign language. So, Prabhupada talks about if we want to approach Krishna, we have to come to the spiritual level. Just like if you want to enter fire, you can only do this if you are also fire, otherwise you burn yourself. And then he talks about how we can become fire, so to say. He says we are already fire, but in the moment we are covered fire. Then he gives an example that which tells us how we can develop this spiritual fiery quality. He says it's just like iron. When you put iron enough in the fire, it becomes warm, warmer, warmest. In the same way, if you put if you put yourself in the service of Krishna and chant always Hare Krishna, you become warm, warmer and warmest. You become spiritualized. That you must have heard this example. And then he turns to the occasion before him, and it's a deity installation, and he says, you must have that feeling. Here's Krishna, here's Radharani, otherwise your worship is dull. Dull means like dead, and it does not bring you anywhere. So now he will continue. And can you understand, Prabhupada? So, can you understand, Sasha? The English is a little Bengali English, yes. Sorry? Yes, one needs to get used. Devashi, can you understand? Yes. So now, he will really turn to the devotees and he will say how they should worship Krishna.
Always feel Krishna consciousness. Then you are fire. The same example, keeping with the fire. And if you think it is brass made dull, I mean to say, idol, Jijathamang pravardantitang sutiva bhajam. If you think this is a brass made idol, then it will remain a brass made idol to you forever. But if you elevate yourself to higher platform of Krishna consciousness, then Krishna, this Krishna will talk with you. This Krishna will talk with you. There is a Bhaktisiddhanta Babaji Maharaj. He was talking with his deity. Krishna, just like Madan Mohan. He was talking with Sanatana Goswami. Madan Mohan, Sanatana Goswami at that time had no temple. He was hanging his deity on the tree. So, Madan Mohan was talking with him, Sanatana, you are bringing all this joy.
So here now Prabhupada says, Krishna responds in a relationship to his devotees, yeyatamang prapadyante, in the degree someone surrenders unto me, I reveal myself accordingly. And he gives two examples of devotees where this happened. One is Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj, who used to have Gonitai deities, a Gopal deity, and sometimes people would ask him a question, and he would turn to the deity and said, what would you answer to this question? Then he would say, Krishna said this. He understood what Krishna said, but the person who had asked the question may not have been on the level of Krishna consciousness where he could not understand. Second example where Krishna reveals himself to the devotee, Sanatana Goswami. Who was his deity? Madan Mohan, who would also talk to him as sir. I said, Madan Mohan, you are always offering me these chapatis without salt. This is intolerable. And Sanatana Goswami would respond back, sir, very polite. Now you want salt, tomorrow you will want ghee and everything else. And then I will have to work from morning to night to get you your meals. I have to write my books. So these are the examples. Prabhupada wants us really in this lecture to relate to Krishna in our own way with our own experience. He wants that we don't think this Krishna is made out of brass. Brass is a certain metal. If we think he is out of brass, then, Sharada, he will be brass for you forever. If you think Radha Madanmo, Radha Kunya Bihari are made out of neem tree wood, they will always be just wood for you, Haribo. But if you elevate your consciousness, that's what Prabhupada wants to do in this lecture, elevate our consciousness, then the Lord will talk to you.
Chapatis, and it is stale, and you don't give me even little salt, how can I eat?
How can I live?
Sanatana Goswami says, sir, where shall I go? Whatever I get, I offer you. You kindly accept. I cannot move, old man. So Krishna had to eat that. Because the bhakta is offering, he cannot refuse.
Listen.
Jimam bhaktya prajaj. Real thing is bhakti. What you can offer to Krishna, everything belongs to Krishna. What you have got? What is your value? And what is the value of your things? It is nothing. Therefore, the real thing is bhaktya. Real thing is your feeling. Krishna, kindly take it. I have no qualification. I am most rotten, fallen. But I have brought this thing for you. Please take. This will be accepted. Don't be perturbed. Always be careful. You are dealing with Krishna. That is my request. Thank you.
Yes, Prabhupada tells us that we should always be careful with Krishna, that here is Krishna. And my dear Krishna, I have brought the thing for you. Prabhupada says we should not be puffed up, because what can we really offer to Krishna? Everything belongs to him already. Huh? We can only offer our love for Krishna. So Prabhupada gets very moved when he talks about this. My dear Lord, I have come to you to offer the thing to you, kindly accept. This is the meaning of bhakti. So I think we all, when we hear this, we become also moved in our heart. Isn't it, Dario? We feel, yes, this is, wow, this is Krishna consciousness. To relate to Krishna in a personal way. And this is what opens our heart. When we hear a great devotee talking about his Krishna. Here is Krishna. And then offering the things to Lord Krishna. I would now like to make a little exercise, which I know you will like it very much. I have to first find it. That's not always easy when there's... Here's one part. Are you ready to think about your relationship with Krishna a little bit, my dear devotees? Uh-huh. How are you? Are you a little tired, or is it all right? Sorry? It's all right? Amrita Kelly? Maybe you want to go to the bathroom, yes. If everyone goes to the bathroom now, that... See, when we sit down and chant, it's actually how to express it on level one. It's actually meeting Krishna, being with Krishna. Prabhupada once said in a lecture, the Hare Krishna mantra chanting means keeping Krishna always within your heart. This is not expensive. You have not got to make a very exalted throne for Krishna. You can imagine that in my heart I have now placed a diamond throne, and Krishna is sitting there. That is accepted by Krishna. It becomes a reality. Even if you only think within the mind that I have kept here a diamond throne because Krishna is coming, then Krishna will come and sit down. Please don't think this is false. This is a fact. So you create such a situation within your heart. Now Krishna is seated. let me wash his feet with the Ganges water, with the Jamuna water. Now I change his dress to a first-class costly garment, and then I decorate him with ornaments. I remember when I was preaching in Germany to a very famous actor. Maybe you know him also in Croatia, Georg Tomala. I mean, the old Germans would go, wow, Georg. Psst, psst, psst. I can't make this noise, which it goes, yee, yee. And he became later initiated as Govinda Gopal. And I had told him, he was old, and he would always say he would leave his body very soon, and I gave him this powerful meditation that Krishna comes on the throne of your heart, and there you should greet him and wash his feet. I remember I was once waiting for him in the Hilton Hotel in Frankfurt. He was in some TV show. I mean, this person had 2 TV shows a day. He was just so famous in Germany. So he came a little late, and I saw him running past me. He didn't know that I was already there, and running to the, you know, the lady with the keys in the hotel bar. And he was chanting, wanting to get his keys, but he was chanting, he didn't want to speak. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. And the lady was, what? Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Then I went from behind and said, give him the keys, please. Oh, Maharaj, you are here, meeting your old and useless friend, Georg Tomala. The old Tomala, he would always say about himself. And I said, yes, I have come to you, and I will give you a meditation. Yes, he said, he is the best man. Give me my keys. And then and the lady was just, ah, Georg Tomala was here and his friend. And we would go up to Hilton, up to his apartment, super first class apartment, one night, $50,000, all paid by the German TV, you know. And I would say, sit down now, we will meditate about the Lord of the Heart. Wow, he said. Then we did everything which Prabhupada said, build a diamond throne in the heart, put the Lord there, wash him and so on and so forth, wash his feet. And he was so enthusiastic, he did this every day. Finally, the hour of his death came. He was in Austria, somewhere. I was not there. I didn't hear about it. It happened in 3 days where he just laid down and died. And they found a piece of paper next to his bed. It's so touching. I hope I can say it without crying. The piece of paper said, Maharaj, I'm now leaving. I feel it's only like I have 10 more minutes left. And do you know what I will do? I will build a diamond throne in my heart, like I do every day. And I will ask Krishna to sit down there. I will wash his body with Ganga water. And then I will chant Hare Krishna. Just want to say, my time is coming, only a few more minutes. Goodbye. Thank you very much. See you soon. This is how he left his body. Totally afraid. No, unafraid. Because he had practiced his relationship to Krishna. You are in the Hare Krishna movement. You should also practice, like Prabhupada said. You can simply think of this. This is meditation. It is such a nice thing. anywhere you can sit down and think that Krishna is sitting in your heart and you are receiving him in a nice way. These are not false ways. They are also effect. It is so easy. If you simply carry Krishna within your heart, always in a very devotional mood, and chant Hare Krishna and think of Krishna, wherever you will go, you will purify the whole place. It is a fact. Hare Krishna. Then Prabhupada says, we should tell this to our countrymen. This tip. I'd heard this lecture, and I decided I'd tell it to Guyok Tomala. And today I will tell it to you. We will do now an exercise. Hare Krishna. Are you awake? No need of aerobic? No, then we will sweat also like rivers. I would like to request you to sit, like you know, and please open your hands like this. This means to become a receiver. And as you go through this guided meditation, I will request you at one stage to chant. But I believe you can do this either with your japa mala or without the japa mala, as you wish to do. Huh? So, let's just sit down for a moment properly. And again, let us center ourselves a little. Please remember that now only the moment counts. You don't have to do anything now. Just please watch your breathing. In the Gita, Lord Krishna says that he is the prana, that is the energy within the air. So when you breathe in, just imagine that Krishna's energy comes into you. This divine energy. And whenever you breathe out, you let this divine energy go through your whole body. Prana, Krishna's energy, fills you with a new life. Please watch your breathing. And just try to be present in the moment. Is all what you need for now. The Lord's energy, which comes into you and spreads through you every moment. Some of you force your breathing, that's not required, just let it come naturally. breathe for about 30 seconds more. I will come back to you after 30 seconds. Lord Krishna is in our heart. Kindly imagine that Krishna has now come out of your heart to sit before you. He's really there. Maybe he looks like the deity on the altar. Or maybe there's a particular picture of Krishna which you have seen and which you like very much. Whatever is your image of Krishna at this moment, let this image be there. Let this Krishna look at you with his gentle and sweet smile. His moist, that means wet, compassion-filled eyes. He has been observing you. He feels your attitude and also the pulse of your heart. Krishna's listening to your chanting, and he knows the movements of your mind. Soon you will be requested to chant very seriously and sincerely, with full faith and also feeling. Chant, your desire should be to make Krishna happy by your chanting, to serve him. Your goal in this chanting is to please Krishna. You are requested to chant in a soft voice, not so loud. Thinking that Krishna is personally before you, and that you are chanting to him, and he listens to you. Please start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Rama.
We have 30 more seconds.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Please remain with closed eyes. Again, if possible, invoke the presence of the Lord. You can also look at the deity if no picture comes. Be in gratitude. When we chant, Krishna is there. Whether we see him or don't see him, and please pray to him. My dear Lord, please accept me. Do not ever leave me. In your mind, please pray. My dear Lord, please accept me. Do not ever leave me. We will stay like this for about 30 seconds and then I will give you a sign. Krishna. When you're ready, please rub your hands a little. Put them on the eyes and then bring them away from the eyes and look into them as if you see them for the first time. Krishna. The Hare Krishna mantra chanting means keeping Krishna always within your heart. It's not expensive. You can imagine that in my heart, I have placed a diamond throne and Krishna is sitting. That is accepted. It's such a nice thing. Anywhere you can sit down and think that Krishna is sitting in your heart and you are receiving him in such a nice way. This is not false. This is also a fact. It is so easy. So here is it. If you simply carry Krishna within your heart, always in a very devotional mood, exalted devotional service, and chant Hare Krishna and think of Krishna, wherever you will go, you will purify the whole place. I would like to request you now to go into a very fast and quick exercise. Please turn to your neighbor and just talk with your neighbor about either what you experienced, the difficulties you experienced. Wait before you start. talk to him about the difficulties you experienced, or whatever you experienced, or what you think about this. It will be very brief. It will be just 4 to 5 minutes. So please start now. Thank you. You should always chant like this, Saranandi. Any other? Chitra.
I tried to fix my mind on Krishna, but I had a feeling of awe and reverence that somehow blocked it. And then Radharani came to the image, and I couldn't take away Radharani from Krishna, so both of them appeared in my mind, and therefore I approached Radharani, who had a very nice, sweet smile, and I asked her to introduce me to Krishna. And then my feelings calmed down, and then I could relate more to Krishna. And then at one stage, I imagined a picture that I had in my computer with Krishna as a young boy, and I was somehow overwhelmed with tender, motherly feelings, and then all nice pictures started where some pastimes developed. And
wow. Thank you very much for sharing this. It's amazing. Sometimes when I did this exercise, I learned it in a Japa retreat in the Menla Institute, where we gave the Japa retreat, the American Japa retreat. I remember, first I thought, no, nothing will come. I'm so skeptical. Then I said, you are here. You might as well participate. Otherwise, so I was, two voices came in my mind. And then I realized when I surrendered to this point that the Krishna can appear, that was very good. Then I saw also a wonderful form of the Lord, a very unexpected form of the Lord. It's these exercises are tricky. If you would ask me, did you see Krishna? I would have to say, well, anyone who sees Krishna, he will not be able to live any longer in this world. There would be ecstatic symptoms, pain. We would dance in the room. I have seen. And for many days we would not calm down. And then we would very quickly give up our bodies. You know, it's said, and it's too strong. It's just too ecstatic to see God. You know, but what we see is whatever is in our mind to Krishna, our relationship. But then, when we never think of Krishna, nothing will come in this exercise. when we think of Krishna, then that form in which we think of Krishna will come. But the full Krishna, that is reserved when we are in the level of pure love of Godhead. You could compare it a little bit like the moon. There is the quarter of a moon, a line of the moon, full moon. It's all the moon, but in different degrees of revelation. That's the difference. Same moon, but when it's only a line on the sky, on the night sky, then the glories of the moon, the light of the moon, are only shown to you in a very limited line-like way. But it's already some moonlight. Let's be happy, even with the line. It's better than a dark Amavasya night where there is no brightness, nothing, you know. So, in conditioned existence, yes, we can think of Krishna. And what we will see is a little line of Krishna. But it is already Krishna. Let us be happy that our life has gotten a soul. Sharada, you had a question. I thought so.
I couldn't see Krishna in my mind. I couldn't see either of them. I told him to attend them, so I'm just asking, what went wrong?
I couldn't see Krishna, says Sharada, in my mind. I couldn't see nothing. What went wrong? Perhaps you know better than me, because it's a private question. Are you sometimes thinking of Krishna? Does he have a form when you think of him? Or do you just think, oh God, I again blew it. When you are taking your darshan, Sharada, are you looking at Krishna? And are you inviting him in your heart? I believe personally you did it. What went wrong was that it was maybe a little hot and the brain was hot. Or that you thought, well, this exercise is really a little bit too daring. I mean, we shouldn't do such things. I won't be in it. And you may not have felt comfortable with the exercise. And then your psychology might have said, no, and then nothing comes. Don't be sad if there was no picture of Krishna. Whatever this meant, you will find out during the Japa retreat. I cannot really answer this question. Maybe you are also a person who is not so much imaginative. Maybe you are more scientific, Mataji, who is more thinking in numbers and not in pictures. It could have very simple areas. I think I should not say categorically that when there is in such exercises nothing coming, it means you have no relationship to Krishna. I think this is wrong. There can be millions of explanations. But I think when Prabhupada invites us to do this, to think of Krishna within our heart, I mean, here in this exercise, he came out of the heart. Haribo. but it's still within the heart, because it's the heart who thinks of Krishna. When we say heart, we also mean mind, huh? The mind. Why do you think in our tradition pictures have been given to Krishna, of Krishna? In Islam, we are not allowed to have a picture of Krishna. In Christianity, no. No, no. Don't make a picture of your God. Why do you think in Krishna consciousness, every book is full of pictures of Krishna? It's a must. Prabhupada would protest when there would be no pictures in the books. It's because then we can think of Krishna a little. It helps us. But it's important to understand that these pictures are, and now I need the English-speaking world to help me, an appropriation. You know, it's something which comes close. It's not the yet the real thing. When you see, as you know, Mahaprabhu, he had the darshan of Krishna, and he would become so ecstatic that he would become like a tortoise. But really, not like in our yoga class where Sasha informed us how to keep the head in the tortoise position. No, no, he really, his body changed and his limbs went into the body. His legs were there, he was like a lump, you know, like this much. No one of you is like this. Philip has all his limbs there. Hare Krishna. Vijayta. Vijayta, your question is very important. Have you all understood Vijayta's question? No, Dushta Krishna, let me repeat it again. We have heard earlier that we should not imagine Krishna, because then it will be just a mental creation, something which is material, more or less. Now in this exercise you have asked us to sit and then visualize Krishna. Where is the fine border between imagination and revelation? That's Vijayta's question. Yes, Vijayta? Where is the fine border between imagination and revelation? Imagination is a forced endeavor. Revelation is that something comes, is given to you. Imagination is a mental construction, and revelation is a descent. Descent means something comes down from a higher level into your thoughts. So in this exercise, I tried to do something where I was making you ready, preparing the ground, that some of your picture of Krishna would come to you. And you would think about this and relate in a service attitude to this by doing this. I must imagine to both Vijayta and Sharada, I must not imagine, confess. There is a very, very fine line. It's almost very difficult to find the line. I felt very happy, you know, when I did it. I was thinking, no, I'm not going to imagine Krishna. I'm not going to imagine Krishna. And then I said, but anyways, you're here, you know, it's Prabhupada here says in this thing, you can imagine that in your heart there is a diamond throne, you know, and Krishna is coming and it's not false. So then I said, well, let me just do it. Let's see what. At first there was nothing. And then I thought, okay, let me think of Radha Madan Mohan. That's my Krishna at the moment. Then I couldn't think of them. How to think of Radha Madan Mohan? I was blocked. And then all of a sudden, I saw wonderful our deities which are traveling with us, Radha Kanhaiya Lal, and Krishna had a red turban. I don't know, does he have a red turban today? Well, he has another turban. This is also a red turban, but he has his original red turban, which he had when he came to us. And he went on a lawn, you know, in Vrindavan. He sat there with his flute. And then he said, I can't give you full attention because I have to watch my cows. Just start chanting. And he was watching all the time his cows, you know. He was really restless. Like, one time he called on his flute, and it made like, Dawali! And something came, so I had a wonderful time thinking of Krishna, not of the Krishna I had wanted to imagine, the Radha Madan Mohan, but Krishna just came because I liked. He was engaged in his own leela. He was engaged in his own world. I don't have so much time. I have to watch my cows. He said. He made it very clear that he cannot be captured by anyone, by anything. He's independent. Krishna. Good. Here is one more, our scientist, and our what is your name? Vijay, isn't it? Vijeta and Vijay. It good sound combination, yes. Yes.
I would like to ask you to explain more of this because there's some problems with terminology I didn't quite understand. When you say visualize, do you mean the process of imagination or a revelation?
Yeah. Oh, Krishna. Sasha said, pain is all right in yoga exercises, but not in the knees, and where else not? Knees is not a neck, is not all right, and the lower back. Yes, that's not all right. Yeah. I learned this yesterday. Visualization. Yeah. Visualization means to visualize means a little like imagination. That's what it means. The word, yeah, it's the same thing. The way I approach it, Revoye, is you go in a little carefully in a way that, okay, let me meditate about Krishna. And then you just go a few steps down this road. And if something comes, well, good. If something does not come, then don't force it. You know, but you have to open yourself for an experience. That is, walk down a few steps on that road where the experience can happen. Now, this is just this is this meditation which we have heard here. Now I want to tell you what I recommend you to do. These are just exercises. You know, on a japa retreat, we're going through the tradition and we going in this direction and that direction. What I recommend to you, recommend is what I suggest, what I feel I should teach and give you, is not necessarily this exercise. I recommend to you, if you are serious about Krishna, sit down, chant, look at the form of the deity, or you may look at some picture of Krishna and see what happens. That is a revelation. Don't do more. Don't even do this on a regular basis. Sometimes you can do. I want to give you an example where I felt I had a great revelation. It was when I visited Gangotri, I don't know, then maybe 8 years ago, and I decided, it was Ekadasi, I sit on a rock near the bank of Mother Ganga and I chant Hare Krishna. It started. Then all of a sudden I felt the impulse, look at Ganga, she's so beautiful, so sparkling, so fresh. I would like to offer a arati to Ganga. So then I just got in my mind, okay, what do we get? What do we have to have here? Put everything together in the mind. And then started to offer an arati to Ganga. And all of a sudden, I saw a personality dressed in a zari like silver receiving my arati. And I've never forgotten this. In other words, you go a little, a few careful, respectful steps into this area, which where you could go totally wrong by just going totally into the mind and, you know, doing. And then you wait. Maybe some milost comes, some mercy comes. I would say it's a combination of preparing the ground for a revelation to happen. That's what we do in the japa retreat. We sit down properly, we are an association of devotees. We try to create circumstances which are good. We chant together, sing together, worship together, we talk together. We prepare a ground. We make our heart a little softer so that the antennas which are there, the spiritual antennas, can work and are not so covered. Mm-hmm. Vijay is our last person for today because we need to stop. But keep your question and we will try to answer it. Vijay.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering, like, I've tried this technique of Krishna in the heart a few times in the past. I read Prabhupada says that we should do it in some places, and then he says that actually, as devotees, we go for Bhagavan realization. So, is this Paramatma
mm-hmm.
realization, or is it Bhagavan?
For a devotee of Krishna, who worships Krishna, Krishna is in the heart. For a person who has no conscious relationship to Krishna, it's the four-armed Vishnu form. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you see, you must, something which we all have to learn, Vishnu is Krishna, Krishna is Vishnu. It's the same person, really. It depends, really, how you relate to the Lord in the heart. Then he will reveal himself accordingly. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Vijay. So, I know you have many more questions, and I thought, if I can't answer all the questions during the question-answer sessions, and also not during what I say. Sometimes what I say answers questions, I hope, which you have. Then we have done it like this, that on Saturday, or no, was it Friday? One of these days, either Friday or Saturday, I have to look at the plan, there is a question and answer session. We will just do questions and answers until we fall on the floor and want to eat prasadam. So don't feel frustrated if I can't call upon you. Your chance will come. Huh? And then you have to have your question ready. Now it's 2 o'clock, or is it? Yeah, 2 o'clock. I believe we should now eat prasadam and rest if necessary. And we will see each other for a very important session on 4:30. Right? Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Goni Thai ki, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Krishna, Krishna.